There we go. We'll go ahead and call the November 10th, 2021 meeting of the Tesla Consultant and Vendor Committee to order. And we have a roll call. Who's going to run through that?
Typically, that would be you, Darren, but if you need assistance, maybe Peter can help you. I mean, it's if you can call the names of the people on the screen relative to their position, board or staff, or committee members or staff.
And I've got a cheat sheet, Daryl, that I'm happy to, whatever. You can do the roll call or I can open up my cheat sheet.
Peter, I know you're very experienced at it. If you would be so kind to provide assistance for my first meeting, I would appreciate it.
I'm happy to. Okay, so roll call. Let's see. First of all, Denise, for a committee meeting, do we need to do the preamble about doing a Zoom meeting? You know, what I read typically for the board meetings?
Yeah, no, you don't. I think that's really more for the previous meeting so everybody knows. I think you can just do the roll call at this point.
Okay. All right. So do we have Ben Barnes? I don't believe so. Julie Savino.
Present.
All right. I'm Peter Lisi. Obviously, I'm present. Daryl Hill.
I'm present.
And Laura Baker, you are the designee for Kelly Marie Valerie's. Is that correct?
Yes, present.
Okay. And will Kelly Marie be attending at all? Do you know?
She is also on the call present.
Oh, she is.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Chief of Staff, or I'm sorry, Chesla Staff, Jeanette Weldon.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Kara Stewart.
Here.
Josh Herlock.
I'm here.
Cynthia Peoples.
I'm here.
And Josh, I can run through your colleagues at Chesla if they're on the line, or is it just you representing Chesla?
Yesenia and Shannon should be on the line as well.
All right, well, I'll give them a shout. Shannon Reynolds?
Here.
Thank you. Yesenia Torres Rivera?
Here.
And let's see, is Carly Levin on the line? No.
No.
And I think I missed one board member, Julie Savino.
Right.
Okay. Oh, no, I was here. I'm present.
Okay.
And Ben just joined too, Peter, to let you know. So.
Okay. Ben Barnes, are you present?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thank you, Ben. Anyone else on the call whose name I didn't call?
Denise is here.
I'm sorry?
Denise is here.
Oh, Denise, I'm sorry. I thought I started. Okay. My apologies.
No problem.
And Jessica Bishop is here.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, Daryl, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Peter, for the kind assist. Hopefully everybody has received the package, including the agenda. Next item is a review of the minutes for March 3rd, 2020. unless anyone has any questions or edits, I will receive a motion to adopt the March 3rd, 2020 minutes as printed.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and properly second. Any discussion? All in favor? Signify by saying no. Any opposed? And actually, I will abstain as I was not present at that meeting.
OWS also abstains. We were also not present at that meeting.
Yeah, I wasn't there either. Can't speak to those minutes.
Denise, is there any issue with the approval of the minutes given the abstention?
There just has to be a majority of the board members voting for it. So committee members. So, and even if you weren't present, there isn't any problem with voting approval based on Robert's Rules of Order. So as long, we need just a majority to vote.
I will vote yes, and I think that will cover it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to agenda item three regarding our appointment of an underwriter. Am I turning it over to Jeanette or Josh?
To Josh.
I'll take Josh. It on. Thanks, girls. So I will start on page 10 of the committee package regarding our underwriter services recommendation. We issued the RFP on October 4th, and we posted the RFP to the relevant websites. And we also emailed the RFP to two firms. We had four firms respond to the RFP. Those are indicated here. B of A Securities, RBC Capital Markets, Blaylock Van LLC, and Rock Fleet Financial Services Incorporated. Chesil staff evaluated each of the responses primarily based on the following criteria: relevant financing experience and student loan expertise, Connecticut experience in support of Connecticut disadvantaged communities, refunding experience, and proposed compensation. Based on this review of the RFPs, we are recommending to appoint B of A Securities and RBC Capital Markets as senior underwriters. Their student loan expertise and quality track record with the authority are their most valuable characteristics. And we are also recommending to appoint Blaylock Van and Rock Fleet as co-managers. And the specific roles before would be decided before each bond deal. Chesil has extensive experience with B of A Securities and RBC Capital Markets. We also have prior experience with Rock Fleet Financial Services as a selling group member. And I believe Chifa also has some past experience with Blaylock Van. So with that said, that's our recommendation. Are there any questions from the committee members?
Josh, this is Peter. I'm just curious, what is the term of the contract?
I believe we'd be proposing for 3 years. I think we have to RFP it every 3 years.
3 years, okay, thank you.
So, any questions for Josh?
Yeah, Josh, this is Ben. Would those, so you would have one agreement for all four covering this, or would each of them have different assigned roles, or would you be making those assignments by transaction?
I think Jeanette can chime in here, but I believe we make the assignments per transaction and the agreements are signed at that time.
Yes, that is correct.
Any additional questions? If none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt staff's recommendation to appoint B of A Securities and RBC Capital Markets as senior managers and Blaylock Van LLC and Rock Fleet Financial as co-managers.
I'll move it, Daryl.
Thank you, Peter. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Moving properly second. Any discussion? I think the answer's got to be all in favor, signify by the sign of aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Any abstentions? All right, we have our underwriters pool and financial advisor. Josh, is that you again?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Daryl. So we'll turn to page 189 of the committee package. Again, this RFP was posted on October 4th to the relevant websites, including the DAS portal. Additionally, we also emailed the RFP to four firms. There were two respondents to the RFP, Hilltop Securities and SL Capital Strategies. We evaluated the responses based on relevant financing experience and student loan expertise, Connecticut experience in support of Connecticut disadvantaged communities, refunding experience, and proposed compensation. Upon this review, Chesil management and staff are recommending the appointment of Hilltop Securities as financial advisor for a period of 3 years. Hilltop Securities is our current financial advisor, and we've been satisfied with their performance, and they have quality experience and track record with the authority. One recommendation we are making is that staff suggest Hilltop to increase the presence and involvement of backup and support to ensure the continuity of service to Chesla. Tim Webb, as our financial advisor, has been excellent, but for the most part, he's pretty much been a one-man show to that end. So we would just want to make sure that there is backup should that be needed moving forward. Are there any questions from the committee?
Josh, this is Peter. Have you had that discussion with Tim Webb about the backup support person? Have you had that? Have you talked with Tim about that?
I have not had that discussion with Tim yet, but we plan to do so.
Right.
So that's kind of an open item before the contract gets signed, assuming this gets approved.
Right. We will have that discussion with Tim. And in their proposal, you know, they do include another person who is actually more the kind of department head, Lee Donner. And so he is technically is available, but he's really not involved in the day-to-day. And we're looking for someone who can be involved more into the day-to-day along with Tim. So we will make that clear to him before we sign.
Okay.
Josh, in the cover memo that you provided on page 189, it says the following four firms responded to the RFP for underwriter. I missed it. Who are the other two? I only see two shown.
Sorry, that was just a typo from my end. We only had two firms respond.
Does that seem unusual that there weren't more firms interested in doing this work?
Poor response. I think it's a very, you know, the student loan industry, you know, there's select financial advisors that are involved from that standpoint. You know, I don't know if Jeanette has any further thoughts, but it's a very niche industry.
Billions of dollars of niche.
Yes, but actually there are very limited players in the student loan public finance space. So for example, even on the underwriter side, the only senior managers that participate in this business are B of A and RBC. And other firms that used to be in it, like Morgan Stanley, have dropped out. Mm-hmm. So within the financial advisory space, the dominant providers are Hilltop and SL Capital Strategies. To the extent that there are other financial advisors out there that might kind of occasionally dabble in student loan bonds, I mean, that's possible, but they wouldn't have the depth of expertise in terms of reviewing cash flows and doing that kind of analysis.
No,
it is the nature of the industry.
Okay, no, that's helpful, thank you.
Any additional questions for Josh?
If you don't receive assurances that they're able to provide additional levels of staffing to this, would you consider revising your selection of to continue with Hilltop?
I'm very comfortable that they will be able to make sure there's adequate coverage and providing some backup. So for example, it is routine that with regard to pricings, they have someone from their desk that is routinely involved mm-hmm. in our bond issues. And they on occasion have had a junior person that has been involved. So it's really just a request to have that junior person present on a more regular basis.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Any additional questions for Josh? If not, I'll entertain a motion to appoint Hilltop Securities as Chesla's financial advisor.
I'll move that.
Heard moved by Julie, will second by Peter.
Aye.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by the sign of aye.
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 Opposed, no. Any abstentions? Motion passes. And now we will move on to our, I believe it's last appointment of, I knew I was going to do this. I have it up on two screens and neither one of them are in front of me for our consultant.
Consumer Finance Council.
Consumer Finance Council. Is that Josh or Denise?
That would be me as well. So this is on page 223 of the committee package. Again, like the others, issued on October 4th, posted to the relevant websites, emailed to two firms. Those two firms responded, Ballard Spahr LLP and McGlinchey Stafford PLLC. We evaluated each of the responses based on relevant counsel experience and student loan expertise, Connecticut experience in support of Connecticut communities, and proposed compensation. For our recommendation, I just noted that McGlinchey Stafford functioned as Cheswick's Consumer Finance Council from 2015 to 2018. And since that time, Ballard Spahr has been our current Consumer Finance Council. Cheswick staff has been satisfied with the performance of Ballard Spahr, and we especially appreciate their detailed monthly state licensing updates, which can certainly be confusing to track and follow. And I know Denise appreciates that as well. Ballard Spahr is also offering Cheswick a discount and a blended rate for the authority. So based on this review, we are recommending to appoint Ballard Spahr again as the Consumer Finance Council for a period of 3 years. Are there any questions or concerns from the committee?
Josh, this is Peter. Could you just speak for another minute about when you referred to Ballard Spahr offering a blended rate? It's blended with what? I mean, a for-profit and non-profit rate is blend. What is getting blended, or what's the number?
So typically they're billing an hourly rate based on whoever's working on the task, based on their standing with the firm. And instead of it being based on where that individual ranks in the firm, Ballard Spahr's rate is simply $500 per hour.
Okay, I get it. Thank you.
Anytime.
Any other questions for Josh regarding Consumer Finance Council? Hearing none, I'm going to entertain a motion.
I'll move acceptance of staff's recommendation, Daryl.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a first and a second to appoint Ballard Spahr as Consumer Finance Council. All in favor, signify by the sign of aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? All right, motion passes. Item number six on the agenda are other updates. Jeanette, are there other updates?
There are no other updates for the committee.
Wonderful. And then we get to what is always my favorite, number seven. But I'm cheerleader, so I'll give Peter the pleasure.
Before we get to that, I have a question for Denise. Denise, when we go to the full board meeting, Daryl's report of the consultant vendor committee is agenda item 10. Does he merely report on the committee's recommendations, or does the board need to vote on the committee's recommendations?
The board needs to vote and accept the recommendations.
Right, and does it need to be three different votes for each of the three contracts, each of the three vendors, or can it be one vote?
I mean, it can be one You know, assuming that there's no objection to any of the three selections, you know, that's the only, I mean, you can do it in one.
Okay. So Daryl, I guess when you present the committee's report, if we can just, it might be easiest just to bundle the three. And if anyone has any questions or concerns, we can break it out into three different votes, but we'll try to bundle it.
Yeah, and when I give my report out, I will suggest to the full board that they consider them all as one, and that will invite any opposition.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Peter, did I hear a motion to adjourn?
You certainly did.
In a second, and a whole bunch of yeses. Peter, thank you for your assistance. When we meet 3 years from now, I will do a much better job.
Okay. See everyone at 11:30. Right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.